He is clearly the top scorer in the provincial college entrance examination, but he set fire to his admission letter to King Bay, because only in this way can he create enough hot topics, attract everyone's attention. Only then can she save herself and her poor mother. Just 7 days ago, the girl's admission letter for King Bay was delivered to the village. All the villagers were overjoyed to come to the girl's doorstep. But as the protagonist, the girl appeared to be very disgusted with this notice. At this moment, all the villagers are taking credit in front of the girl. They all expressed that they have given the girl a lot of help in recent years. At this point, the village chief took the lead in expressing that the girl would achieve success in the future. We must repay the kindness of the villagers well. Just then, a crazy woman suddenly ran out. I snatched the girl's admission letter in one go. My daughter's disciple said, "You looked at it. Madman, get out of here." At this moment, the girl's father fiercely expressed to the woman, "This is the glory of the whole village. It has nothing to do with him. Even other villagers are accusing the girl's mother. He has never taken responsibility for a girl in all these years. Now we still have to block the girl's future." After everyone cursed the woman all over, the other villagers just started smiling again and congratulating the girl, and expressed to let the girl say a few words on this happy day. But who knew it wasn't learning? I didn't hear that. Father's face immediately changed, angry, asking the girl why she doesn't go to school. And at this moment, Grandpa started stirring up good people, thoughtfully asked the girl if there are better options available. Seeing the girl never speak, Grandpa had no choice but to express, "King Bay is already the best school in the country. I don't want to go anywhere. I just want to stay in the sky, herd cattle and raise pigs." Shen Yan Yan, don't go crazy. At this moment, the villagers realized that they wanted to pull the person away. When the woman was pinned to the ground by a group of villagers, the girl looked angrily at her mother. Painful expression, "Over the years, he has been constantly trying to kill himself, and I never let myself wear beautiful dresses. So what qualifications do women have to control themselves now?" At this moment, the father who heard these words began to gently advise the girl again. Over the years, he and the people in the village have devoted themselves wholeheartedly to him, and the girl's tuition fees are all pooled together by the villagers. And now he is being admitted to the best university. You should go out to school and come back to repay the villagers. If a girl is worried about not having money, they can all raise money to help the girl go out. But the girl bowed and thanked them for their kindness, but he still firmly stated that he would not go to school. Upon hearing these words, the father immediately became angry. Even my grandfather was extremely heartbroken as he took a vegetable knife and put it on his neck. If the girl doesn't go to school, then he died in front of the girl. The villagers who saw this scene quickly signaled with their eyes, still yielding, "Grandpa, this knife is too heavy. What if you can't kill with a single blow?" "Definitely, so many are. I beg your pardon. If you really don't want to live anymore, just jump down from the back mountain. I'm hungry. There must be several tens of meters below." "This, what are you doing? It hurts." As soon as these words were spoken, Grandpa was immediately infuriated and collapsed to the ground, while Father could no longer suppress him.